You know, when it first happened, it was, you know, it was a terrifying moment for myself and, you know, all the fans and my teammates. So, obviously, it wasn't fun, but, you know, we got the results yesterday. It was, you know, much better than what we expected it was.
What did you think right away? Did you think ACL right away? When you immediately grabbed your knee, did you think it was worst case?
My first initial thought was, you know, I'm out for the season. You know, there goes my knee. You know, there goes, you know, our chances of, you know, helping my team try to win and make the postseason. So, that was my first initial thought. Then after, you know, something happened to my knee, I really didn't know what was it at the moment. Wasn't really giving, you know, any thought if it was my ACL or, you know, whatever it was.
For a young player, how had the past, you know, 48 hours been for you? How would you describe them in a nutshell?
You know, it's been tough. It's been tough. You know, obviously, you know, it's something that not everybody wants to be a part of and wants to deal with it. But something that, you know, is just part of life, part of, you know, playing a game every day, you know, 100% and giving 100%, try to help your team win. And, you know, fortunately, these type of things happen. But it's just something that, you know, I just want to give thanks to, you know, all the fans out there, you know, my teammates, my coaches, our coaching staff, all the players around the league, you know, and the Baltimore Orioles for all the support they've given me, you know, these last, you know, couple days. You know, we're just going to look forward to it and just look forward to next season getting healthy.
Richie yesterday said that in about 4 weeks you're going to be re-examined by Dr. Wilkins. What are your plans for the next 4 weeks? Is it total rest? Are you going home to Miami? Are you staying here?
Well, I'm going to, you know, get my knee right. You know, obviously I'm going to start rehabbing as soon as possible. You know, something that just going to rest, you know, my knee needs rest. Something I'm just going to go back to Miami and probably come back up here and see Dr. Wilkins and see where we're at that point. And see where, just keep rehabbing and see where we have to go. Yeah, I'm going to go see another doctor on Monday, so get another opinion there. And, you know, I'm pretty confident what Dr. Wilkins, you know, told me, you know, yesterday. And, you know, he dealt with this a couple of years ago when it happened to me before. So I'm pretty confident with what he said. But, you know, it's just the nature of the fact that, you know, I'm just going to go up and just get a second opinion.
Manny, how is this different, or is it different than what you experienced before?
You know, it was kind of the same thing, a little bit. Obviously, this was a little more painful, you know, and especially this stage of the year, you know, that just made it just worse.
Do you have to consider potential surgery because this happened once before and you read places that maybe could strengthen if there is surgery? Is that something you would have to consider?
You know, obviously it's up there. It's up there. For now, it's something that, you know, it's not in the back of my mind. You know, I'm only 21 years old. You know, it's just the nature. I'm still young. You know, my ligaments are still going to recover faster than, you know, a 30-year-old. So that's the first step. Just let it rehab, you know, and let it strengthen on its own like it has before. You know, and then if it doesn't, then, you know, there's something else that we're going to have to do, which is, you know, do surgery if it happens. If we have to get to that point, then we do. But for now, it's just keep rehabbing it and hopefully it just keeps getting stronger.
Was there anybody in particular that reached out to you that either surprised you or kind of made the situation better? I know a lot of people did, but was there anybody in particular?
Everybody. You know, it's you know, from my teammates to, you know, all the players around the league, coaching staffs, you know, everybody has supported me through this and has been on my, you know, been on my side and you know, praying for me. So I want to give thanks to all those people out there praying for me and, you know, and who's supported me through, you know, these couple last days that have been tough for us.